it's time once again for Bad Radio Reports, spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world. Ignore it, and you could die. And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and Donovan Lewis.
Here it is, guys. The moment you've been waiting for. Bad Radio Reports. Here's Dan.
Okay. I took a pilgrimage along with TC, who is also in studio. Good afternoon, weekend host, TC.
Hey, guys. This Saturday, me and Bruce.
Oh, yeah?
Get it.
How's wow, your, what better chemistry could there be than that? Bruce Levine hates you.
You know.
But that's another topic for another day. Right now, let's talk about the field trip we took to Mobile, Alabama, to see and be at the site of the Alabama Leprechaun. That was our only goal. First of all,
what year was this?
It just happened last week.
The Alabama Leprechaun, Dan.
Oh, boy, we're probably pushing a decade now.
In the Donovan era?
I think it was before me.
Every single person we talked to said, oh, that was a really long time ago. Does that help?
No, it was like 2008 or 2009.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
05 or 06, I bet.
All right. Well, either way, it doesn't matter. It was long enough ago that we need to, for those who don't know, and I have run into some people who don't know, wow, the Alabama Leprechaun.
The Crichton Leprechaun has a Wikipedia page.
March of 06, it says.
That was very helpful. 06.
Wow. That
okay.
Before me.
So
in the house.
Let's just play you the original news report that got us very tickled back in...
remember how excited I was that day?
2006.
We're going to need a St. Patrick's Day segment today.
This thing like invented viral videos, right? It's one of the first, it seems like.
A forefather.
So here's the news story from an Alabama news station, I think Channel 5, about the Alabama Leprechaun.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We don't get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
People will do anything for a pot of gold. I mean, anything.
You know what I like? I like the amateur sketch of the leprechaun.
Yeah.
Okay. Like somebody got a really good look at it and got that good drawing.
You can, boy, I'm sure this is on our Bad Radio YouTube page or... Just go there yourself and pick the one that has 26 million views. Don't pick the one that has a couple thousand. And that'll be the Alabama Leprechaun. It's visual, only adds to it. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. And we
had Brian Johnson on, right?
We have had the news reporter on. We've covered this from many, many angles.
It's the only news story that's ever really had the casual approach of, this guy says,
I like the guy with the flute. He's been
people,
passed down from
yeah,
thousands yeah. of years so, from like his great great grandfather.
Very it wards off spells.
Very fuzzy on specifics.
So we his relatives are 400 years old.
He passed it from a great two generations ago, thousands of years.
We've broken down the audio a million times. So what we TC got the job in Pensacola, Florida, and I had decided to go vacation near there as well. and we noticed, hey, you're really close to Mobile, Alabama.
Senior Bowl.
How about I take off from my family for a day, and while you're working, we'll go meet after work, and we'll go just see the tree or something, just for fun. We'll hang out. TC.
That's the,
right? Hang out with TC.
The dichotomy of this show is I think Senior Bowl, Dan thinks Leprechaun when we hear Mobile.
We've all got our crowd to play to, don't we? All right, so TC then, of course, in a another story, he got fired from his job and laid off. Sorry, TC. Mm. But my vacation was still planned. So TC said, look, I got an apartment there I got to clean out. How about I'll schedule it for the weekend? You're rolling out there. And
right.
We'll go to Mobile together. And
yes.
I said, fine.
His station in Florida is not going to ruin this mission.
So, I didn't ask permission. I, you know, said, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm leaving the family for a day, and everybody will be fine. It'll make the heart grow fonder. So, I had to take Grandma's car, my wife's mother's car, because they needed the big minivan to cart around grandmas and uncles and kids and all that.
Sure.
I'm glad this detail's making it in there.
So my wife said to me, she goes, look, there's only one thing I ask you. Don't take this car into the neighborhood that you're going to visit. Take TC's car. Because she was... The Alabama
it's
leprechaun.
Okay if someone
was a,
shoots up that one.
So she what? Scouted an entire neighborhood from that news story?
Well, she's seen the story and just decided that you're already pushing the limits here by asking to use Grandma's car.
What kind of car is Grandma rolling?
I don't know. Just some sedan. I have no idea what it is.
You're looking like Vice Cops in that thing.
Yeah.
Like a Taurus.
Hold on. The leprechaun to jacket.
So I told her, sure. As I tell her whatever she ever asked me, and then I went and did my own thing because I knew we're using this car. I'm not driving TC's beater. And TC's beater was taken, by the way. TC's
totally.
Mom was there packing up the apartment as well, so she needed the car. So I told my wife, sure, don't worry, I won't take her car. Then I took her car. So we get there, and our only goal really was to take a picture by the tree. And then I was thinking, this is really stupid. It took me 2 hours to get to TC, and it took me an hour to get to Mobile.
That was most of the conversation on the way, was
this
how
is
futile
a,
and...
How dumb this whole idea is. But you know what? Whatever. It's a life experience, and I get to avoid my family for a day. And you know what? It's a six-hour round trip that I gave to the show, Bob, on vacation.
Wow.
So... I have to play you this. I know this is all of three segments, but I have to play you this piece of audio before we go to the first break. So we're there. We see the tree. We, in fact, find out we're on the location, and I'll tweet it out in a minute, but I took a picture of TC standing in front of the house. We are sitting in the car watching the video on YouTube on my iPad and then saying, okay, wait, pause it there. All right, and then we'd hold the iPad up and look at the house, and yep, that's the tree. That's,
look
you
up
know,
and...
it had grown a few branches over the years, but we're very excited that
so
we're
no,
there.
So nobody took a backhoe to it, good.
So we're out of the car, taking our pictures, and now we're saying, okay, well, I guess this is it. I guess I drove 3 hours for this. When we hear a very loud voice of a female.
Just in general, this is a neighborhood with a lot of people who... maybe don't hang out inside. Instead, might be on the porch.
In the house.
Like, they are aware
so
that
here
you've
is
driven into town and might need directions.
Black female is having
does.
A very loud conversation at the window of a truck with somebody inside the truck driving. A black guy as well. Just to paint the picture.
Thank you.
Not saying anything. And she's wearing pajama pants and holding a coffee. Mind you, it's 4 p.m. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And here...
You saying so there's a bad time of day to wear pajama pants?
So we happen upon her, and here is us just walking up to her.
Excuse me. May I ask you guys something?
What's up?
Do you know the story of the leprechaun tree?
Oh, it's a major show. That's a friend of ours. He's a midget.
It's down there on the end, though. It wasn't midget.
Yeah, it's on the next street on the end. That's our friend, Midget Shane. He's a midget. He was in the tree one year.
Wait a second. Whoa.
Leprechaun was in the tree.
It was your friend in the tree?
Midget Sean.
He's a midget.
He's a midget. And he's really short, and he got in the tree, and that's because it was all over the radio and everything. Everybody coming to Craig and went around there, and it was his ass.
And it was a guy that climbed the tree?
Sean.
And you know him?
Yes.
Like, does he live on that street?
No, he's there.
He's there all the
time. Didn't finish the word. Light up.
Damn, I wish I had Sean up on him. Bitch, I ain't looking for you. we forgot all about it.
But you say that guy, there was a guy doing a trick. And
his name is Midget Sean.
Uh-huh.
He's really, really dark skinned. He has gold teeth. He's about this tall. And one year he decided to, on St. Patrick's Day, he decided to put on green and climb in a tree. And that's what happened.
What a great bit.
It took from now. I mean, everybody was coming to see what was going on, and it was him.
Wow.
So now you have the truth behind the myth.
Midget Sean.
His name is Midget Sean.
You think there's any way I could find him?
Well, you can take Hayes Avenue, go all the way down. Go all the way down to the end of the street, so you can't go anymore. You're going to see a railroad track. You're going to make a left. And when you make that left, you're going to make your immediate right, and you're going to go on the second street to the right. That's Columbia. McBride.
Uh-huh.
It's McBride. Yeah. So go all the way, follow this from here, take the street all the way down. When you take it all the way down, you're going to get to the railroad. When you get to the railroad, you make a left. You make that left, you're going to make a right on the side of the Texas. And you're going to go to your second street, and that's McBride Street, and that's usually where it hangs out.
Okay.
Does he live there? Or?
No, he lives on that side, but I don't know where he lives.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very confused by the...
But you could see him there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Separation between...
I'm so glad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for helping us.
Appreciate it. Just the dichotomy of he doesn't live there, but that you go there, he will be there. That's where he hangs out.
The Texaco. Basically, they directed us to the Texaco or near the Texaco. So,
and you'll know which one is him because he'll be the midget.
Well, she described him.
So now at this point, TC and I are like,
just like the sketch.
All right. We've just got a piece of gold audio. This is great. We've got our pictures. We can head home. But I drove 3 hours to get here.
Right. You want your Midget Sean.
What if we just followed those directions and see what happens?
Such clear, beautiful directions.
And we actually, I queued up the iPhone. We're driving in the car. We're listening to the directions and pausing. And he's like, okay, this street. And
there's the railroad track.
Boy, any time it involves railroad tracks, you have to be a little skeptical.
So you didn't just ask Siri where Midget Sean was?
So, I guess now is a good point to tease ahead to...
All right. All right.
After we followed the directions...
Did you find the leprechaun?
Find out next.
Well, you can take Hayes Avenue, go all the way down. Go all the way down to the end of the street so you can't go anymore. You're going to see a railroad track. You're going to make a left. And when you make that left... You're going to make your immediate right, and you're going to go on the second street to the right. That's Columbia. McBride.
Uh-huh.
McBride. It's McBride. Yeah. So go all the way, follow this from here, take this street all the way down. When you take it all the way down, you're going to get to the railroad. When you get to the railroad, you make a left. You make that left, you're going to make a right on the side of the Texaco. And you're going to go to your second street, and that's McBride Street, and that's usually where it hangs out.
The latest nominee for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame is Mike Reiner. Find out what a Hall of Famer sounds like or not on the Hardline, along with Corby Davidson, this afternoon 3 till 7 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Get it, Dan.
So she... All right, we're in Mobile, Alabama, TC and I. And we're looking for just the site. All we wanted to do there is take a picture by the tree... say we went and searched for the leprechaun and laugh and then go home. Now we run into a lady that says, oh, the leprechaun? Huh, that was a hoax. That was Midget Sean. He climbed a tree and everybody went nuts for a while. Everybody knows Midget Sean.
Yeah, you know.
She gave us very convoluted vacation-like directions to find Midget Sean. So we decided to follow it. And
this is awesome.
We see the Texaco. We see the street she was referring to. By the way, just about the nicest Texaco I've ever been in my life. The bathroom was immaculate. It was a wonderful Texaco. So we stop a couple of people. Time will not permit me to play each of these. But it turns out, yeah, everybody's like, yeah, Midget Sean, yeah, he hangs around here. Just hang out. You'll find him.
And the way that whenever we would approach them and say hello, they would be very cautious, very guarded. Then we would say, we're just looking for Midget Sean, and immediately friendly.
All right.
Like,
and here's
you are now in the circle.
Here's a good example of that. This guy not only says he knows Midget Sean, he pulls out his phone and calls Midget Sean right in front of us. Here we
what?
Go.
What?
Hello?
Do you know who Midget Sean is?
Yeah.
We're looking for Midget Sean.
I ain't seen him today. What y'all were looking for?
Well, we understand that he was the Alabama leprechaun.
Oh, that's what y'all looking for.
And he perpetrated a hoax, and we just wanted to talk to him for a minute about it. That's all.
Let me see if I can call him.
Oh, yeah?
Hold these right quick.
There. And he hands me two crushers.
Yeah,
two wrapped in a paper bag, the tall boy.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we've known about it a long time.
By the way, in this little neck of the woods, the tall boy in a paper bag seems to be the drink of choice.
I think that's the number one seller at that Texaco.
Yeah.
And then we came looking for the tree, and the lady over there told us that was Midget Sean.
No, it wasn't Midget Sean. I was the first person to witness it. It was a lie image. They thought it was Midget Sean, though.
It wasn't Midget Sean.
No, it's a lie image. I'm talking about the buckle, everything, the beard.
What does that mean?
Was it actually a leprechaun? Or
he's short. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, they thought it was Midget Sean, but it was a real live image.
So he's calling Midget Sean now.
Of a leprechaun in the tree. They don't show it. They don't show up.
He's got his phone on his ear.
Yeah, I witnessed it. Hey, where you at?
I believe.
Hey, there's some folks want to see you.
Whoa.
There's some folks want to see you. Where y'all from, Ohio?
Dallas.
They're from Dallas. They want to see you. They,
oh, I got
Ohio. They think you're a leprechaun in the tree. No, we're on the corner of Columbia right now. He said give him about 20 minutes. He'll be right here.
All right.
Wow.
We were told.
Ride through. You'll see him.
All right, we'll hang out. We'll ride around. Thank you,
yeah,
sir.
All right.
Is there no doubt whatsoever that in his phone it's Midget Sean?
Well, I don't know. That could have been a burner.
Like it says Midget,
yes,
Sean?
Yes, that's the contact name. It's not just Sean.
Well, okay, so now we have to wait at least 20 minutes because he said he'd be by in 20 minutes.
20 minutes was the figure quoted, what, three or four times?
Yeah, and so now we're sitting in the parking lot of a Texaco. We're debating things like, well, what if his nickname was, like in the hood, his nickname was N-Sean? Would we call him that? And the reason I say that is midget can be an offensive term to a little person. So now me and TC have 20 minutes to kill. We're just sitting there talking. And I'm like, I don't know if I should call him Midget Sean if we meet him, you know, like, so we're debating,
like,
that.
You think Midget Sean would be offended by being called Midget Sean?
Right,
like,
I don't
like
know.
That might not be what people call him to his face.
I see.
Like, you've got your names that other people, you know.
Yeah, it's okay for friends to call you that, but not for two guys that look like,
so McBride,
they could be narcs.
She mentioned McBride and the railroad tracks. I have zeroed in on my,
oh, okay, good.
You see McBride and Columbia are right there next to each other, right?
Yeah, they are.
All right, so we get up after 20 minutes. We start driving around again. We see a group of guys around, I'd say, 17 to 22, right?
Yeah.
About six or seven guys just hanging out outside. Some tank tops are involved.
Did you lock your door?
And here they are. They claim to know where Midget Sean is, but they want to be paid for this information. And here we just...
What do you think of this, Dottie?
Man, you've got some balls on you, man.
Dude, that's... I'm going to say this. We talked about this in our 20 minutes. It's racist to say, hey, I won't go into this area. Like, what? Are people going to just start shooting me? Come on.
Not,
I am
there's only one
I am
race.
A friend to all men.
Okay, dude, I'm just saying.
The human race,
the one, the one dude in the truck said, yeah, you know what? I was wondering what y'all were taking the pictures about. You're being seen. I'm just saying. I love your courage.
I'm a friendly guy.
I love your courage, but.
We're being seen. I'm trying to unite. Made new friends.
I don't want segregation.
Okay, a guy, six guys, and you just walk up. Hey,
six guys. We drive up, but now hold on. It's a one-way street, and I said to TC before we drove up, I'm going to go down and turn around so we're on the way out, just in case.
Very smart. Now, you know what? Nothing wrong with
just
that.
Just in case.
Very smart.
We backed into every parking spot.
You can get this.
Right, I'm serious. That happened.
You heard of Midget Sean?
Midget Sean, yeah, we know Midget Sean. What up? Awful crack.
No.
Yeah. So, the first thing he wondered is, do we want some crack?
And it should be noted that about 2 minutes after we had the conversation with these guys, we were back at the Texaco. One of the guys we were talking to drove into the Texaco, handed something to someone through the window, and drove off.
Yeah, totally racist to assume that would happen in this neighborhood.
I'm just looking for Midget Sean.
He probably saw her around here. My uncle. He probably wanted her solo. He just got a... They keep ride through.
Do you guys have a phone number?
I don't got no phone.
I don't got no phone.
Do you want some crack?
Are you an idiot?
We had regretted a few minutes after running into the guy that called him. Why didn't we just get his phone number from him?
Yeah, we want to
get
talk
out of
to
town
Midget
and
Sean.
We just call him and have him on the show.
Have his phone number?
Big games.
Because somebody told us that he was, he was the Alabama leprechaun.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
That's on my damn crazy. That was so long ago. About five, 6 years ago.
So you can confirm that?
Oh, what y'all trying to, y'all trying to go down? Y'all gonna pay us?
We want to talk to him.
Y'all work for a radio station.
Pay you for what?
We're getting into negotiations here.
Okay.
Y'all trying to really get in it.
And we were talking to a lady over by the tree.
Y'all give me $50 right now. $50, I got y'all. I'm going to take it to the right now.
Before, he had no idea.
I said 20.
What about just for the niceness of being a human?
I'll tell you where exactly when he is right now.
I already know he is.
We know the spot. We know the spot when he at.
Y'all want to lose.
Y'all can't buy with Dallas.
YouTube. You know it's on video.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that that news report?
Video on YouTube.
It got like 20 million views.
Yeah.
Heard of the internet?
But so some lady told me he was the leprechaun.
Yeah. On Halloween.
And then
you saw the Midget Ryan.
And then some other dude told me, no, that's not him. That so now we want to talk to him to see.
$20.
$20. Come on, man.
So hold on. Hold on. So, are these guys on bikes? You said.
They're just kind of hanging around a car, and there was a couple of bikes around, and yeah.
Okay.
They're just hanging out outside on the street.
It's a nice day.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Y'all recording it?
We're just we're just looking. That's
all. So y'all came way down just to...
Oh, y'all in the right spot.
See, my buddy moved to Pensacola, and so we were like, oh, that's an hour away from...
Y'all warm. Y'all ain't hot. Y'all warm.
Y'all ain't hot. You guys are messing with me
now. Look, y'all hot, but y'all ain't hot.
I'm a little offended that whenever we asked at first, you didn't give us the full information.
We know who y'all is. Police.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's the truth.
So you don't want to say anything because you might be police. The first question they asked you is, do you want to buy some crack?
Well, that's true.
That's not a way to disarm police.
Muddy this up with facts.
Yeah. Jeez. Now, we would have rolled up and y'all would have been like, oh, what the
f***? All right. Touché. All right, man. Thanks for the help.
All right.
But you can confirm.
I bet you. Then what you do? See that Tesco?
Yeah, see that Tesco.
Yeah, see that Tesco. You
go out there. Come out there, Walker. Go to Tesco. Let me.
Is he crazy looking, dude?
Go to Tesco.
You would know you see him. You would know
you see him.
All right. One more question.
Yeah.
Will we offend him if we call him Midget Sean, or we just call him Sean?
That won't count.
All right, guys, thanks.
Let's say that's his coat.
As they were describing him to us, like, they're doing, like, pantomiming motions of how they think Midget Sean walks.
Like he's cross-country
skiing. It was so animated. It was
delightful. It's so, I don't understand why they say, wait, of course you'll know him if you see him. He'll probably be the only midget walking to the Texaco.
Okay, so.
Only one.
Considerably shorter than others.
The search continues.
Bottom might be a little bit bigger.
I'm never going to be able to play all this audio. We should have made this 8 segments long. So. We run into the gas station lady, has heard of him, of course. We meet his cousin, who gets him on the phone and says, Midget Sean myself. He says, we agree to meet with you. My cousin will take you to me. So the cousin's like, oh, he's just around the corner. So we think we're going to walk with the cousin. So we go out to my mother-in-law's car that I'm not allowed to take, Bob.
It's gone.
No. So we figure we'll follow the cousin over there. The cousin hops in the back seat.
Of course!
With his drink in a brown paper bag.
Awesome.
Motions to his wife.
Oh, dear.
Let's go to 250 pounds.
Yeah.
With her bag of drink. She gets in the back seat.
Man, we got like a Wayne's World camera right in the rearview mirror.
No, now I'm thinking the TC. Who knows where they're going to take us here? This could be our last moment alive together.
And that's a good one. If I had to pick one,
and so up next, they drove us to, and we met and talked to Midget Sean.
Wow! Oh my gosh.
Next. Well. We need the conclusion. The effort to find the Crichton Leprechaun has been an amazing search. You've met so many cool friends, you and TC and Mobile.
So we expected just to have a picture of us by the tree. Then we run into the lady who says, oh yeah, I remember that story. In fact, it's a friend of mine, Midget Sean. He was the leprechaun and he created a big frenzy around here.
Right.
So then we're like, where could we find Midget Sean? She gives very convoluted directions, but they actually made sense once you sorted them all out. And everybody that we ran into around that neighborhood, and we talked to at least double digits. Did we go 10 people? Yeah, for sure.
It was
they
probably,
all knew Midget Sean.
Despite many assurances of 20 minutes, I would say it was an hour and a half, 2 hours that we were down
there.
Oh
my gosh, for sure. And so at the end, we, meet a guy who claimed to be Midget Sean's cousin. And he says, oh, I'll take you to Midget Sean. It's just around the corner. So we're like, okay, he'll walk. We'll just follow in the car and then we'll be cool. So, me and TC hop in the car. Remember the, mother-in-law's car who, I was, warned by my wife, do not take this car into this neighborhood.
And now it's filled with, various people that you're not really.
Now Midget Sean's cousin jumps in the back.
Drink with tall boys, drinking brew in the back.
His wife, by
open,
order,
containers
she didn't seem like she wanted to be there, but she was ordered to jump in the back. TC starts trying to take a selfie with her in the background. Every time he did, she'd go like this.
She'd
like,
get out of there.
You never know.
Way down into the seat to make sure she couldn't be caught on film. And as we're driving,
like
I'm thinking, where? I mean, let's say this is a spider who wants to catch a fly, and he calls the guy with the gimp and says, get him ready.
Right.
There, I got two fresh ones here for you.
Dude.
I mean, I'm thinking, you
what
know.
What a way for it to end.
This is where we've gone too far.
Yeah.
You know, we're very brash and brazen. We have a lot of confidence in dealing with a variety of different people, but now I think, wow, this is where it could end. This is a really bad idea. We've made great choices up until now.
Yeah.
There are now two people in our back seat, guzzling 40s, and directing us to who knows where.
Yeah, turn here. Turn here. Yeah.
And there were several streets that we were driving by that were dead ends, and Dan confided afterwards that under no circumstance if they had said turn right here.
Right. Am I turning into the dead end?
You're begging for your life.
Well, it turns out those fears were not warranted.
I told her I wouldn't drive the car.
These were a friendly stock of folk.
Well, yeah, they had their life changed by the leprechaun.
Indeed, we drive and we see the hospital parking lot, and what do we see? It was like there was a beam of light from above landing on Midget Sean himself. A small, as the first lady described, dark-skinned...
Not a giant midget.
Black man with gold teeth.
Where was he?
He was in a hospital parking lot. Apparently, they didn't want us to go to any certain location where they were.
Don't you dare take him to where I live.
So we just get out of the car, and immediately he starts telling his tale so fast that I'm hitting record right away. So here it is. We actually meet... Midget Sean, who perpetrated the leprechaun hoax so many years ago.
In the yard chilling. So I say, it was St. Patrick's Day. So I say, well, they got the Bigfoot, it's a lot less monster, you know what I'm saying? And I say, we can say the leprechaun in the tree. And, so I climb up to the tree. And, everybody said, there ain't no real leprechaun. And everybody thought it was the movie. But it was a real leprechaun. It was me. But then we got back down. So then I said, okay. And all through the week, everybody used to come see the leprechaun, see the leprechaun, see the leprechaun. Football game, the classic. From Birmingham came way to Quiet to see the leprechaun. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
It's just all word of mouth.
That's all word of mouth. The leprechaun. I planned,
And you didn't plant. So you actually went in the tree?
Right. We're in the tree, We were just sitting down like this, like we were just sitting down. I said, okay. We were just bored, we were drinking beer and stuff. So I said, we could say leprechaun. Well, Sean, we're gonna get a little car. Right here. Had on my black tights and my green and everything. So that's how we're gonna do it. We can't say the leprechaun in the hood. We can say the leprechaun in the tree. You know what I'm saying? So we climb up on the ladder. They told me don't move. I was being still. Everybody was trying to throw rocks and stuff. They kicked me. I weighed up. So all they know, they had a fast light. They told me don't move. I couldn't do nothing. I had to be like still. Mosquito stuff would eat me up, or I was like this. So when everybody left, I'm talking about the street was so packed. O'Shea Road with Spring Hill, it was so packed. I'm talking about police, it was so packed. It was just like Mardi Gras. It was just like Mardi Gras. He was there. My cousin was there. It was so packed. I'm just saying, they just took it, put it on the news and everything.
Were you there when the news cameras were there trying to film it? Or
trying
were you
to film
gone
it. I was gone then. Yeah, I was gone, gone. Yeah. So when the news, when they left, I had to get back in the tree. So we climbed back up to the tree again. Folks turned around and they said, okay, the folks were going to leave. So I ran across the street. They said, there's a leprechaun right there. They catch him. So I climbed up to the tree real quick. This time we're like through the leaves stuff. They said, where he at? We can't see him. But they had the flashlight and everything. So when they put the flashlight down, I came down in my same spot with a chair. We got the chair. Just sitting down just being still like that. That was it. They took it all the way. Then I got another video called Hot Boy and Shorty Pop.
Okay, now he starts promoting his other work.
His new album.
Shorty Pop?
Shorty Bop?
Yes.
Shorty Bop.
Search
Hot,
that
Hot
on
YouTube. Boy Donald in Shorty Bop.
By the way, search it on YouTube. It's very funny.
It's
and
really
I will,
pretty good.
I will tweet it out. Yes, he starts promoting, and then my phone died because he made me look at it on my phone.
Uh-huh.
Hot Boy and Shorty Bop is a crack-based comedy on video. Kidding.
Crack-based comedy.
The
good.
Adventures of Hot Boy and Shorty Bop.
Let's focus on that later, though, okay. And let me just give you the one more piece of audio after I turned off the...
Okay.
After I turned off YouTube and watching his other work, we did get this.
Would you say this one thing?
What?
We always, it's like a liner for our radio show. Would you say your name?
Uh-huh.
And then say, I'm the Alabama leprechaun?
Yeah, okay.
and I never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Okay. My name is Sean Leprechaun. The Leprechaun of Alabama. I don't never listen to Dave and Bob. The real Leprechaun in the hood. Go on YouTube. All right. All right.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Great to meet you. All right.
What up? What up? And there you have
wow.
it.
Wow. Holy cow. Yeah.
6 hour round trip. Oh, in fact, though, if you want to add the time we were there, we're
is
talking.
Is that your wallpaper?
No, it should be.
They have a picture that Dan just tweeted with Midget Sean, TC, and Dan. And it's.
Dude, I need that for my wallpaper.
It's incredible.
It's at least 8 hours when you add in the time we were there. I'd say maybe even nine.
Did the picture you tweet, does somebody have their finger on the lens, Dan?
They in fact do.
Do they? I just handed my phone to.
That's great.
Individual
his cousin, that, yeah, appeared to not. Have a strong grasp of photography.
And there you have it.
Midget Sean has a cousin on standby.
So we actually solved the mystery.
Wow.
Dude, that
of
is.
The Alabama.
That is radio right there, boys Leprechaun. And girls.
It is 253 ticket.